Can you tell where we are? Yeah, the bloop is kind of a giveaway, right? That's the term for it. Bloop. We're at the store, the supermarket, on the little conveyor belts. We've got the usual eggs and bread, some berries, chicken, spinach, and, well, here come the Oreos, or the ice cream, the sour cream and onion Lays. Pick your poison, right? Something like that usually ends up in your basket, in your cart. Even when you go in with a list, trying your best to stay healthy, you swear you're going to stick to it. So why is it so hard to resist? Why do most of these places also look and feel kind of the same way? Are they manipulating us? I've got questions. Mike Simpson with you. Today, it's a trip to the grocery store. Pick yours, Ralph's, Safeway, Raley's, Vaughn's, Albertson's, or are we a Whole Foods kind of person? Maybe it's Trader Joe's. Maybe you love the chaos, fighting for the place in the parking lot. I don't know. It's anxiety-inducing, but the hash browns are really good, and the frozen section spinach dip. Anyways, we've got good company for this one, because it turns out, yes, the stores, they know a lot about us, but Phil Lempert, he knows a lot about them.
Just about every inch of that store has been pre-programmed to have you spend more money and spend more time.
He's the editor at supermarketguru.com.
Basically, they have you walking into that produce department first. Why? It's like aromatherapy. All those great colors and aromas, they put you in a great mood.
And happy people are going to spend money. This is also why the flowers are near the front, and then the bakery's probably next, because bread smells great and it tastes amazing. Milk is at the back because, one, the coolers are back there, so it makes sense. But two, we're going to walk to go get it, and we're going to walk past and through the aisles. And at the ends of those aisles, what faces out? Those are special places.
It's all about money. So what happens is the major brands go to that store and they say, okay, I'm going to give you a special promotion. It could be just dollars. It could be advertising. It could be buy one, get one free. But whatever they can do to get that end of an aisle, they're going to. Because when they pile it high, we buy more.
Yeah, it's literally a proven thing. We will buy that stuff more often. They've watched us with cameras and they've tracked us. They're also going to steer us further into the aisle. We go, ooh, what's down here? And then that's also built on a formula, where the stuff goes.
It's a job. It's called a category manager. They also have computerized tools, and they can tell that if there's a certain product that's at eye level, how much it's going to sell, or if they move it down a level, how much it's not going to sell. So it's really computerized. There's a lot of metrics and analytics that go on to determine what's there. But again, let's not forget, money plays a role. So that major brand that wants to be at eye level, they're going to pay that store to put their product there.
You catching on here? There's a lot of money moving around.
And when you're looking at that name brand product at eye level, the store is going to put their own brand right next to it.
Now, are you ready for the exception to the rule? Because there always are some. And this one is laziness versus mayonnaise.
So, for example, if you're buying Best mayonnaise, which is a staple in so many people's homes, they could put that on the bottom shelf because we're going to find that no matter where it is.
Yeah, some name brands, you know you're looking for them. You're going to get them all the time, so it doesn't matter where they put them. And people will bend down for Best Foods mayonnaise, which is really a strange thing to say. I realize this. And now for one of the great transitions of all time, from mayonnaise to a dietitian.
Even if you come in for a single thing, all of a sudden your desire to buy increases dramatically.
Christy Brissett, registered dietitian, owner of 80-20 Nutrition. She recognizes the tricks, the psychology of it all, and she is here to help us make healthy choices. At least, most of the time. It's kind of that 80-20 thing, right? It's in the name for a reason.
80% of the time, you know, try to choose those minimally processed whole foods. And that 20% can be that bottle of wine or your favorite snack food.
Because the store is Temptation Island. Cookies exist. We know this going in. So what do you do? Well, for the basic stuff, read some of the labels and, you know, do the math.
However, the psychology of the grocery store is such that the longer you spend in there, the more likely you are to experience decision fatigue. Whatever, I'm just throwing things in my cart now.
This is also why there are no clocks in the store, so you can't tell time. Be strategic.
The easy way to put it is if you're putting mostly whole foods in your cart, and what I mean by that, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, a bag of rolled oats, things that don't have ingredients lists necessarily, then you don't have to worry about it as much. So there should only be, you know, a few packaged things with longer ingredients lists that you're adding to your cart. So for those, it's like, okay, my cereals, my crackers.
We love a Triscuit on this show, but also I've been getting into Nut Thins lately. And that brings us to brand comparisons and the halo effect. She says you got to avoid this. Eating Doritos sometimes is still better than buying something that you think is healthy, you know, bean chips or cauliflower chips or whatever's at the health food store, and then blowing through bags and bags of that each day. You got to take the 30,000 foot view and then see what's actually going to be better for you. She says a bunch of people end up making this mistake. Then there's just the battle of wills against yourself when it comes to stuff that you know is unhealthy. How do you win that one?
We are creatures of habit. I notice, you know, if my husband and I go to Costco and we buy a big thing of Häagen-Dazs, we know it's there in the freezer, but we'll just have one when we feel like it. Before you know it, we're having one every single night. And we're like, okay, wait, this is not a routine.
It's comforting that this happens to both of you also, right? Because like, this is your job and you still can't resist the ice cream. Yeah.
But it's sitting there in my freezer and I know it's there. So I would say the first thing is don't bring it home if you don't want to eat it all the time. And then if you really are craving that chocolate, you really go to See's and buy one little truffle or
make
two.
The trip, make the effort.
Yeah. And if you're too lazy to get out of the house and go get it, then that tells you you don't really need it that badly.
Right. Yeah. I had a personal trainer for a while and we were doing the whole food log thing and it was the fruit test. And if I thought I was hungry, the question I was supposed to ask myself was, are you hungry like you would go and eat a piece of fruit? Or do you just want Cheetos because you're bored or you've got a craving? If you wouldn't eat some blueberries, then you're not really that hungry.
Exactly. I love that. I always use the apple test.
Don't worry, I will not leave you on a sad, are you hungry enough to eat a piece of fruit kind of note. We'll do this instead. Yeah. Remember, I don't know if some supermarkets still do this, but when I was a kid, when they would wash the vegetables, you know, the sprayers would come on, they'd play like rainforest thunder sounds. Also, what's the deal with that? Is that actually good?
Worst thing ever from a food safety standpoint.
But next the time kids like the it, store, right? They go, oh, yay, yeah, it's raining.
No, the next time you're in a store, take a look. Crook your head under and see that nozzle. Those nozzles aren't cleaned very often.
So I guess that's a no. Best buy, used by, sell by. Help me out with these.
Worst nomenclature ever. It's confusing to people. What I prefer is I prefer the used by date. That tells me, you know, that the product is not going to be fit for consumption. Now, sell by, you know, that's sort of like meaningless because that tells the store that you've got to sell it by that date, but it might be another 3 months, 6 months, 12 months in my cupboard at home. Best Buy, okay, that's about quality. When you go beyond that date, you might not have a food safety issue. It might just not taste the same, or the color of the product might be off.
So you're on your own for that one. We end with a final food marketing buzzword, natural. What is natural?
It's such a confusing term. I think people think it means that the food was produced without pesticides, that it has no GMOs, or it's even organic, or that there's no artificial ingredients. And what the USDA and the FDA say natural means is not much, just that the food product can't contain artificial ingredients. And the USDA says it should be a minimally processed food.
Okay.
But this isn't something that they're really cracking down on. And so you see natural on almost anything. I saw it on a bag of Doritos the other day.
I was going to say, I mean, am I at least certain that Red 40 is not in there, or do I not even know that?
Yeah. So maybe instead of Red 40, they might have replaced that with a beet extract. Some of these, you know, colorings actually come from insects.
I'm going to go ahead and save you the rewind. She did say insects. How many bugs am I eating that I don't realize I'm eating?
Yeah, so like M&M's, for example, that shellac that's on the outside,
yeah,
it comes from a bug. There's different types of food colorings are a big one, especially red, that comes from a type of insect. And this is something that for years I've been hearing is going to be a food trend, where we're going to start seeing, you know, cockroach chips, and it's going to be featured as an ingredient. But I just think we're far away from embracing the bug thing.
It's a heavy lift. Yeah.
Yes.
That is where we'll leave it today. Christy Brissett, registered dietitian, owner of 8020 Nutrition. Phil Lempert, editor at supermarketguru.com. Thank you. And thank you for listening. Hey, subscribe if you got a second, if you like the show, so you get the new episodes. They'll go bloop. And as always, send me questions if you got them. I'll track people down and then we'll put them on. I've got questions at odyssey.com. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Find me there weekday afternoons.